I'm here, and it's the Lisper Podcast. Yay! Yay! Now, I said I was going to have an introduction, and I am. I just ain't been getting to it. Mind your business. Like, I ain't been working. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I do need to get that introduction, because like I said, this way of me starting the show has been kind of like, I don't know. It's soured y'all on into something. My bad. But anyway. Today's episode has been brought to you today by the co-host. The co-host, but he's exhausted. As you can see, he's exhausted. He's tired. He's been working already today. He's been working pretty hard today, and he's exhausted. So he's not, well, he's going to be a little tiny part of this episode, if y'all could notice it. He's not going to be a total part of this episode, but he is still a part of this episode, just a tiny part. Just like not the whole part, a little bit of it. He's involved. He's here. And with that being said, let me get my other mic here because it's time to get busy on it. Time to get busy. So today's episode is called Homeless. And before I get into this episode, I have to give a disclaimer. I'm not bashing the homeless. And I know that people are homeless for different situations. I know that some of them have mental health issues. I know that some of them just want to be out in these streets. I know that there's drug issues. I know that there's different issues for why people are homeless. I'm just trying to address how I would handle it. I'm just trying to address my issues with it. I'm just trying to address like my opinions on if I was in that situation. I'm not bashing anybody else that's homeless. I don't know their situation. And if you are homeless or you've been homeless and this doesn't apply to you, then I ain't talking to you and I ain't fucking talking about you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying all homeless people. What the fuck was that? Y'all heard that shit? That was something wild and crazy that happened outside. I don't got nothing to do with it. But anyway, back to the podcast. I'm not saying all homeless people. I'm saying that there are some homeless people that might be in the situations that I'm referring to. And I'm saying that if I was in those situations that I'm referring to, this is how I would handle it, okay? So now that we got that out the way, if y'all want to come for me, y'all can. Y'all can come for me. I'm here. I'm available. I'm ready for the spaghetti. I stand on business. Stand on it. Business is on my foot. Y'all know what I'm saying. So anyway, first of all, I want to address, like, I'm saying this in all honesty, I don't have any full comprehension on how a person can become completely homeless. Now, homeless not like not having a home, because I don't have a home all the time, per se. I stay with people, you know. I've been in situations. I don't really have a home right now. I be on my mama couch, and I be on different couches, and I be in people's houses because I got a situation at the home that's supposed to be my home. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I technically don't have a technical home that I can say that I can go to every day, lay my head down, bed. But I'm not on the streets. I'm not homeless to the point where I'm outside every day, all day. I don't have a where to wash my ass. Or sit down and watch some TV or play my Xbox and shit like that. So that's what I'm saying. So I don't understand how people get to the point where you're homeless to the point where you're actually do not have anywhere to go. Like you're actually living in the streets. For me, I don't understand how you get there. Because I'm going to explain it like this. If you are my brother name, cousin name, sister name, well, let's just pay it like this. If you're somebody that I consider to live in my home, now mind you, everybody just can't come live in my home. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot just pop up and be like, Tyrone, I need a place to stay and come live in my home. Brother, sister. And if you under 18, I will consider you because I don't want no kid out in the street. If you under 18, you ain't getting along with your mama name, cousin name, brother name, grandmama name, whoever you live with. You ain't getting along with your family. You might have a chance of coming to stay with me because I don't want no kids out in the street. But if you're grown, it's brother and them, it's sis and them, it's slight cousin. A cousin might have a slight chance. A good uncle that I love might have a slight chance. But other than that, you know, grandmama, yeah, sure. But other than that, you can't come live with me. A good friend, Good friend, if you my good friend, I call you brother. So if you my good friend, you in the brother category, so you can come live with me. If you my good friend, you in the sister category, you can come live with me. Maybe a niece, depending on your circumstances, but most, a lot of people can't just come stay in my house. But the thing is, for me, there is only one thing for me that can keep you from ever having a chance of living in my house, no matter who the fuck you are. And that's being a pedophile. I'm gonna say this. That's the only thing that I can think of that will not allow you to be in my house, because at the time, you know, Ronnie Ron loved the kids. Miss Ba loved the kids, and I got a lot of them motherfuckers. I got a lot of little baby butts depending on me for protection. Okay. And I gotta protect those baby butts at all costs. So ain't no way. If you've been accused of, if you've been around, if you're friends with someone, if anything happens in my lifetime, in your lifetime, that refers to you doing something wrong to some baby butts, some pedophile shit, you will never be welcomed in my house. So that's what I'm saying. So for me, in order for you to be homeless, to actually be living on the street, for you to have burned down every bridge, your mama and them, cousin them, brother and them, sister and them, everybody and them, that you actually have to live on the streets, that nobody would let you stay in their house, sleep on their couch at all. No one that you know will let you in. I'm thinking that you done did some pedophile shit. And that's just how I think, because I'm like, anything else you can get over. Anything else you can get past. So how did you get to the point that nobody in your life would let you stay with them? That motherfuckers in your life know that you is living outside. Like completely 100% living outside and you can't go in the house. That bothers me. That's weird to me, because I would let most people stay in my house. Most people, like I said, you know, people that I love. Now, if I've known you for 6 months and you just like, Tyrone, can I come there? Fuck you. No, fuck no. Because what did you do? What did you do that your whole family won't let you in? You want some pedophile shit or something? I mean, and people say, oh, what if they're a drug addict? A drug addict can live with me. I've lived with a drug addict before. Drug addict can live with me. Because guess what? Guess what? One thing you're not going to do is you ain't going to steal from me. You're not going to steal from me. A drug addict is not going to steal from me. If I know you on drugs and you come in my house and you come stay with me, my mom and them, sis and them, brother and them, now cousin and them, you a drug addict cousin, you're not staying with me. If you a drug addict friend, associate, you're not staying with me. If you a drug addict kid, you might not be staying with me. But if you my brother and them, sis and them, mom and them, dad and them, grandmom and them, you can come. But if you a drug addict, you already know me. You've known me my whole life. If you that close to me, you know me my whole life, and you know. If you steal from me, you know without an absolute shadow of a doubt, you will never see me again in life. And if you do see me again, every time you see me, it's on sight. I'm going to be busting your ass. You can't pay it back. You can't be forgiven if I let you come to stay in my house and you steal something. Now, if I let you visit and you steal something, hey, I might can let you slide. Because visiting and I, you know, you let a drug addict in your house, you know, you let a crackhead in your house, you know, they might steal some shit. But if I let you stay there and spend more than one night in my house and you steal from me, you already know you done. You dead motherfucking me. You can never call me, see me ever again. It's on site every motherfucking time. And most of the people in my life, most of the people that I know, most of the people that I deal with that would even have the gall to ask me to stay in my crib, most of them motherfuckers ain't gonna play with me like that. They ain't gonna play with me like that. Also know this too, if you are a drug addict, don't even think that you can ever for 1 second ask me for some motherfucking money. What you need money for? What you need money for? You're hungry and some cereal in there. You can eat some cereal. Don't eat my motherfucking Honey Bunches of Oats, okay? You can eat some Crispy Puffs. You can eat some Franken whatever, anything else. Don't eat my Honey Bunches of Oats. And if I tell you that this specific box of cereal is for one of my specific children, yeah, don't eat that shit neither. Okay, but anything else you eat and anything you bring in here that's food-wise you can eat, and you can have some bread or whatever. Now, listen, if I put a steak in that freezer and I say, that's my steak, don't touch my motherfucking steak. You know what I'm saying? But you can eat. So what else do you need money for? You don't need money for anything. You want to go look for jobs? I need money to look for jobs. Here's a septic card. Here's a set the card. Now, you can go up there and play that $2 swipe shit if you want to get your drug money. I don't give a fuck. But cash, nah. Cash you ain't getting. You want to go look for a job? I commend that. Get a job. Here's your set the card. Because another thing you're going to need when you live with me is a plan. You need a plan. You need to act like you in prison and you got to plan your motherfucking escape. Act like you about to be taken to the electric chair and you don't want to die yet and you need to get the fuck out of here. That's how you got to treat my house if you come live with me. That's how you got to treat it. Like, this is the electric chair. Pretty soon, I'm going to get shocked like a motherfucker. So I got to get out of here at all costs. By any means necessary, you do got to get the fuck out. So you do need a plan. You ain't going to be lounging on my couch. You ain't going to be doing shit in my house without a plan. Okay? I'm not going to work 8 hours a day so you can be in my house playing no motherfucking Xbox, watching my motherfucking movies, eating my motherfucking food, using my TV. You know what I mean? No, dog. You need to be your feet. You need to be out here applying for jobs. You need to be out here pumping gas, hustling, anything you can do. And if you do happen to come across some money and I see you spending it and you ain't gave me none, yeah, we might have a problem with that. Don't come in here buying no, don't buy no motherfucking sneakers. Don't come in my house with no new shit. And you ain't gave me no bread. Like, we not doing that neither. Like, if you got money to buy bread, you got money to give me a couple dollars, a couple of cents, okay? So don't come in my house buying no new shit. And when you get your job is for you to get the fuck out. Your job ain't for you to be living in my shit and think you're going to give me $50 to $100 and just roll out and be cool. No. Save your money. Don't give me that $50. Guess what? You working now 6 months. 6 months. Maybe sooner. You need to get the fuck on. You know what I mean? So that's just how it would be for somebody that wanted to ever try to attempt to live with me. And guess what? If you fucking up the livelihood of my kid and him, my daughter and him, my son and him, Brittany and him, gotta go. You ain't even gonna come in. Listen, and I'm gonna tell you right now, listen, that's my rules. That's my standard. I would allow certain things, but here's the thing. The wife holds precedence over everything. So she might even say, hey, because she's not, you know, Brittany got a little bit of compassion for folks. She's got a little bit of a heart, you know what I'm saying? She's understandable. People come across all the time. She know that I'm loving. She know that I'm caring. She know that I want to help folks. She knows deep down inside, I don't like you motherfuckers, but I will help. Certain people that I love, I will try to do good things for. She understands all that. But she don't have the same rules or the same standards as me. And I got to, listen, you're not about to put me out to put you in. You understand what I'm saying? So if you fought and Brittany smell that shit, you might have to leave. And ain't nothing I can say about it. So look, when I say you can stay with me, yeah, if I'm just me, maybe a couple of my children might be there. But if Brittany there, your chances probably are slim to none. Probably slim to none. But if they are, if you do make it in there, you better be careful. Real careful. Tread lightly on Brittany's ass, because what she says is going to go, and you're going to go. You're going to go. Because I can't. Listen, I'm not fighting for you, and I got to fight for myself. I'm barely there, goddammit. So, no, I'm not fighting for you when I got to fight for myself, and I got to do all this shit for me to stay. So, no. So, Brittany don't like it. You fought. You do something Brittany don't like. You leave some pee-pee on the toilet seat. Anything. You might be have to pack your shit and get the fuck on out. I can't help you. But other than those things, you might have a possibility of staying with me. But in my mindset, like I said, the only thing that would be an absolute hell to the gnaw, and I don't give a fuck who you is, Jesus Christ can't do it. Not that Jesus Christ would ever be a pedophile, but if you do some pedophile shit, if you involve in some baby butt activity, you will never, ever, ever, don't even fix your mouth. You can't even be in my presence for real. You cannot really even sit next to me on the bus. I don't care. You my brother, and I get on the SEPTA bus, and you sit down next to me, and I know you did some pedophile shit, but what the fuck is you doing? Get your fucking baby butt touching ass away from me on this bus. I don't want nobody to see me with you. I don't want nobody to even know we brothers. You is out of the family, motherfucker. So that's the main thing that I think of. When I think of people that are homeless, that are actually living out in the street, that can't live with no one, I think like, man, that motherfucker must have touched some baby butt. Especially a man. I automatically go to that, that man touched some baby butt. Now, like I said, the disclaimer is that that's not everybody's situation. I'm not saying it's every homeless person. I'm just saying that's how I feel. That's the thing that just like sticks in my craw, in my brain, in my mind, in my soul, my body, my spirit. If that's not your case, that's not your case. I'm not saying that you are that. I'm just saying for me, that's how I feel. That's what I think. And that's the only thing that is so egregious that you probably will never get in my house. And I know people say, oh, it's murderers out there, but I don't care. If my daddy, and I know my daddy, I'm using my daddy because he's probably the nice, the nastiest. I was about to say nice to my daddy. Well, he's probably the nastiest, meanest motherfucker that I know. Him and my sister is two mean motherfuckers. So if they kill someone, they might come stay in my house because I'm gonna be like, yo, you know, don't play with them. Don't play with them. They're gonna have a legit reason. They're gonna be like, this motherfucker play with me, Tyrone. I'm like, understand, daddy. I understand, sister. Come on in. But listen, if the police come, guess what? Trust and believe. If the police knock on his door, I'm opening up and you going. They gonna cuff you up and you going. Don't look at me. Don't even look at me. I don't know shit. I don't know what he do. He kills my, oh shit, daddy. Why you do that? Because you're getting the fuck out, man. Don't involve the police. But you know, my mom and them, my other sister and them, they're not gonna kill nobody. None of my brothers ain't gonna commit no murder. So you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. So there is a you know, don't hit me with what if they murder someone. Don't hit me with that shit. Don't ask me that dumbass question. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, now back to what the real premise of this fucking show was gonna be is that I don't understand. Understand some of the homeless situations, and if you're homeless or you've been homeless, maybe you can explain it to me. Maybe somebody could tell me because maybe I'm wrong, but I don't understand. First of all, number one, the first thing I'm going to do is when I'm homeless is make sure that I'm not offensive to folks. Because as long as you're not offensive, you can talk to people and you can get stuff from people as long as you're not offensive. As long as you're not offensive, you can talk to people and get stuff from people. So I'm going to make sure I'm not offensive, which means I'm not going to be stinking. Primary number one offense to people is that you stink. And people don't want to talk to somebody who they can smell. People don't want to talk to stanky motherfuckers. People don't want to talk to you if you out here wing balling. If you walk up on somebody and you smell like shit, or you have evidence of shit on your body, or them underarms, that breath, anything you got going on is wing balling, like to the point where they like, oh, then it's automatically get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me. Don't sit next to me on the bus. Don't talk to me when I'm walking down the street. Don't approach me. Don't walk up on me on the gas station and have to pump my gas. There's nothing you can do if your body odor is offensive to folks. So don't be out here stinking. I would never be homeless and be wing the fuck balling. Now, me, sometimes I'm wing balling, not homeless. Sometimes the Fremunda cheese is popping, but I work hard. Sometimes if you catch me coming straight from work, yeah, the Fremunda cheese is popping, the underarms is balling, but I ain't got to talk to you. I'm trying to get to my house to shower. I'm trying to get to my house to get this shit off of my body. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, yeah, I shit myself at work. Say, no, that was a joke. I don't really do that. But I'm just saying, like, any occasion where I'm funky and I'm badonky, like I'm wing balling, like shit stank, you smell it, it's nasty, yeah, I'm coming from work. But I'm just saying to you, if I was homeless, there ain't no work. I don't have that, you know, I don't have no reason to be stinking and I'm not stinking. And now y'all go, oh, how are you supposed to wash up if you're homeless? How are you supposed to prevent yourself from stinking if you're homeless? And I'm telling you right now, here's what I would do. Any money I get, I got a book bag, and it's a hygiene book bag. That's right. I got soap in that motherfucker. I got toothpaste in that motherfucker. I got deodorant in that motherfucker. And how did I get it? I asked people for it. Just like you ask them for money for food, ask them for money for soap. Hey, listen, sir. I'm homeless and I can't wash my ass. Can you give me a couple dollars to get a bar of soap? Or matter of fact, can you buy me some soap? I see a motherfucker going to Family Dollar. Hey, can soap and deodorant, big homie, please? Please, I need that. I need toothpaste. I need a toothbrush. Come on, man. I want to take care of this hygiene, homie. And if you're stinking, you're dirty, they're going to be like, oh, you already stinking dirty. Like, they're not going to care. But if you look clean, I've been homeless for 6 months. I've been, as you can see, I've been brushing these teeth. As you can see, I've been washing this ass. Look, smell it. It don't stink. But I'm out of my shit. Can you get me some more? You know what I mean? Can you get me some more shit? I need to wash my ass. People like that. People like a motherfucker that's trying to take care of their hygiene, right? If not, I'm stealing this shit. That's right, I'm stealing the shit. And if anybody tries to stop me from stealing the shit, I'm just going to go ham and tell them the truth. I'm going to go ham and tell them the truth. If I'm stealing deodorant, if I go in Family Dollar and pick up a dollar deodorant, $1.50 deodorant, I put that motherfucker in my pocket, I try to steal it, and that motherfucking security guard stop me. You know, I'm telling them I'm homeless than a motherfucker, man. And I'm going to put that arm up. I'm going to raise my hand if I'm sure, because I'm sure that shit stank. And I'm going to put my motherfucking hand, I'm going to say, smell this, my man, smell it. And when he get a whiff, he's going to be like, God damn. And I'm going to be like, right, right. I'm homeless. This shit's balling, man. So I'm trying to steal the deodorant so I can take care of this shit. So please, it's only $1.50. Can you buy it for me? Can you just buy it for me? Can you give me $1.50? Or if you want to buy it for me, man, can you just let me go? Can you just let me go? I'm wing balling. Can you just let me go? I stank. Let me get this deodorant. You know what I mean? Don't call the police. Like, chill out. I mean, but that's what I'm going to do. If I'm stealing toothpaste and a toothbrush, and a motherfucker come up on me, I'm going to be like, please, you smell that? You smell that? I think I got a cavity. I got a cavity. I can't go to the dentist because I can't even go home because there's no home for me to go to. Let me get this toothpaste and toothbrush, my man, please. Can you buy it for me or can you let me have it? Or can you at least not call the police? Like, let me just leave here and I'll go to another store and steal the shit. But I'm stealing hygiene. My book bag that I have on is going to have personal hygiene items in that motherfucker. Now you want to ask, where am I going to use some personal hygiene items? Anywhere. Home Depot has bathrooms. Walmart has bathrooms. Wawa has bathrooms. All of these places have bathrooms, and I'm going in them bathrooms to fucking take care of my personal hygiene. That's right. What the fuck is they going to do? If Wawa manager comes into the bathroom and catches me in there brushing my motherfucking teeth, I'm going to say, hey, there's no sign that says I can't brush my teeth in here. My breath stinks. I got toothpaste and toothpaste. I'm homeless. I need to brush my teeth, dog. And he's going to say what? What are you going to say? Get the fuck out. Don't be brushing your teeth in here. And I'm going to fucking finish brushing because I've already started. I'm finishing. Okay, I got you, dog. I'm about to leave. I'm going to get like 18 more brushes in before I leave. He ain't going to touch me. I'm brushing my teeth in the Wawa bathroom. You think that motherfucker going to touch me? He ain't. He going to be like, all right, man, look, finish brushing your teeth and get the fuck on out. And I'm going to be out. You know what I'm saying? If somebody comes into the Walmart bathroom and I'm in there with my balls in the sink, my soapy balls in the sink, what are they going to say? What are you doing? Yeah, I'm like, what do it look like I'm doing? Dicks out, balls out. I'm washing these motherfuckers. It's soapy. What the fuck does it look like I'm doing, dog? Why are you washing up in the bathroom? Because I'm homeless, man. I'm homeless, man. I don't have nowhere to live. I don't have nowhere to wash up, but these balls was getting a little funky. I got to take care of this. What are you going to do? Oh, wash it. Get the fuck out. Okay, well, I'm going to get the fuck out, but I'm going to get the soap off these balls before I leave. I'm going to pull my pants up. Can I get some privacy? Can you go away? The bathroom's off for customers only. I can't be a customer. I don't have a home, so fuck you. I'm leaving. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But I'm going to wash up in those bathrooms because if they catch me in there washing up, what are they going to do? The worst thing they can do is tell me to get the fuck out. I'm getting the fuck out anyway. As soon as these balls, the soap is off these nuts, I'm leaving. I ain't got no money to buy shit, so I'm leaving. So, yeah, the first thing I'm going to do is make sure I'm not offensive, which means breath, underarms. I'm still in mouthwash. I'm still in toothpaste. I'm still in toothbrushes. I'm scrubbing them up. I'm making sure my underarms is clean. I'm wearing deodorant. I'm scrubbing my balls. I'm cleaning them. I'm washing them. And for the most part, I'm going to try to keep clean clothes. There's going to be some clothes in my bag. I'm going to go to the little clothes drop-off things. I'm going to go to the Goodwill thrift stores, everything, and say, hey, listen, I'm homeless. Can I get a couple of clothes? Can I get a couple of clothes? Can I get something on the eye? Or if I do happen to pump some gas or whatever and I get $10, I'm going to the fucking Goodwill and I'm going to say, hey, I got $10, man. Can I get a couple of pairs of pants? Can I get a couple of pairs of socks? I ain't buying no drawers. You ain't getting no drawers from me. I'm going to go to one of them street. If I need underwears and I can't, I'm just going to go to one of them street vendor dudes. You know, them dudes that sell on the stand. They can't really need a stand. You know what I'm saying? You can grab a pair of drawers. Or I'm going to ask them, like, look, I said, you know, a lot of them are Muslim. A lot of them are Muslim and a lot of them are good brothers. You go, hey, assalamu alaikum, my brother. Listen, I'm homeless and I ain't got no drawers, man. Can I just get a pack of these drawers, man? I will work for you. I'll sell some shit for you. I'll stand right here and guard your shit when you got to go to the bathroom or something. I'll do something, but let me get some drawers, man. Let me get a pack of these underwear. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to figure it out, but I'm going to give me some drawers too. There's going to be drawers, socks, clothes in that bag. And I'm going to go to the laundromat and get them motherfuckers washed. That's right. I'm going to go to the laundromat. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, man, can I borrow some soap? Can I wash these clothes? Or guess what? I'm going to be right there while I'm washing my drawers out in they fucking sink. Right in Home Depot in the sink, scrub-a-dub-dubbing my underwears. And then I'm going to get 50 cents from somebody at the laundromat so I can put them in the dryer. That's right. I'm gonna put them in the dryer. That's right. I'm gonna put them in the dryer because I'm gonna dry my underwear. I'm gonna dry my clothes. So that's what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put my clothes in the dryer. I'm gonna dry them. I'm gonna put my. I'm gonna have clean clothes. So no matter what, by hook or by crook, I'm gonna have clean clothes. I'm gonna, or at least if even if my people won't let me live there, I'm gonna take my bag to somebody's house, cousin house, mama house, anybody house, and I'm gonna say, listen, I know I can't come live here. I know I can't stay with you. I know this, I know that, whatever the case may be. Can you at least, can you just wash my clothes? That's the least you could do is wash my fucking clothes. Okay? So the first thing I'm gonna do is not be offensive to anyone because if I'm asking somebody for money, I don't wanna be stank. If I'm asking somebody to pump their gas, I don't wanna be stank. If I'm asking somebody for anything, I don't wanna be stank. And I'm not boo-booing. I'm not boo-booing and pee-peeing on myself. No, I'm not. Everybody's got public bathrooms. Home Depot, Walmart, Wawa, they got public bathrooms. I'm going in there and I'm taking my poops and my pee-pees. Even McDonald's. I'm going to McDonald's if I gotta take a shit, and I'm going to McDonald's to take a shit. They're gonna say bathrooms is for customers only. Ma'am, sir, kid, anybody, can somebody buy me a small fry so I can shit? Please. I don't even want the small fry. Buy the small fry. Tell them it's for me. Give me the money to get the small fry, whatever the case may be. Make me a customer. Make me a customer. If you want a McChicken, buy the McChicken or order the McChicken in my name. Give me the money. I will order the McChicken. That makes me a customer. I'm ordering the McChicken. And then when they bring the McChicken out, that's yours. Go get it. I got to take a shit. Help me take a shit, bro. You know what I mean? So either way it goes, I'm not shitting, I'm not boo-booing and pee-peeing on myself. I'm not shitting myself. I'm using my hygiene to help me help myself to be able to talk to people, to be able to approach people, to not be offensive to people that I may have to ask for money. Boom, bingo, pekino. I mean, that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm rocking out. So my first thing is to make sure that I'm not offensive. After I finish making sure that I'm not offensive to anyone, the next thing I'm going to do is like, I got to eat. And eating for me is going to be easy because I'm not offensive to people. I'm not offensive to people. So when I approach someone, they're not automatically turned off. They're not, ooh, get away from me. They're not, ooh, you fucking stank. They're not even going to know that I'm homeless. I'm gonna have to explain it to them. I'm gonna be able to have a conversation. I'm homeless. Okay, I just want something to eat. And I'm not about to ask them, do you got a couple of dollars to give me something to eat? That's stupid because they know if you got a couple of dollars, you're not trying to get nothing to eat. And I'm not about to ask them, do they got a quarter? Because a quarter ain't gonna buy me no food. You know what I mean? It's this song called Mr. Mister by Wyclef. And he says, Mr. Mister, can I get a dollar? And you're like, what can a quarter? No, he asked for a quarter. And he goes, what can a quarter get you? A quarter can't get you nothing, motherfucker. If you're hungry, a quarter cannot buy you anything to eat. So, no, don't fucking try to play me and ask me, you got a quarter, you got a dime on you. You know what I mean? No, you got some change on you. No, change is not going to give me nothing to eat. I want some food. I want something to eat. So, if you can't buy me something to eat, I'm going to need about three of them dollars. I'll be honest. I'm going to need about three of them dollars. You can't tell me. You can't approach me and tell me you're hungry and you want something to eat and ask me for one motherfucking dollar. You can't, because I'm like, $1 not going to get you a meal. When you going to get some beef sticks? What you going to get? Some beef sticks? You're going to get a couple of beef sticks to hold you over. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody really thinks you're hungry, somebody really wants to feed you $1, they know. They know you're not getting no food with $1, so don't ask for $1. Say you're hungry. Okay? But also, I'm going to know where to ask for food from. Okay? I'm going to know where to ask for food from. I'm not standing outside of Papa. I'm not standing outside of Popeye's Chicken to ask someone to get me some food. I'm not standing outside of Chipotle. I'm not standing outside of like any kind of restaurant like Applebee's or Olive Garden, nothing like that. I'm not standing outside of nowhere that the food is going to be more than I think I can get. I'm going to be standing outside of the Puerto Rican store, some of them bodegas out there. I'm going to be standing outside of them. I'm be standing outside of a Chinese store because they got cheap food too. You can get a cheesesteak roll, pizza roll, motherfucking shrimp roll. They got shit that's like less, like $2 or less. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing outside of McDonald's. Burger King, you know, somewhere they got like a dollar menu value burger, something like that. But if you stand outside of Chipotle where like anything you get is probably about $7 to $10, you get the fuck out of here. You're not getting that. Nobody's gonna be generous enough to buy you motherfucking Chipotle. I know, because I don't even want to buy my kids Chipotle, and I love them, and they live in my house, and I take care of them. I love them with all my heart. And them kids be like, Dad, can we get some Chipotle? Chipotle! Y'all little motherfuckers ain't earned no Chipotle. Y'all don't even watch the this Chipotle. Fucking try some McDonald's. You know what I mean? Get a bundle box, but Chipotle, fuck out of here. Get some McChickens. You know what I mean? So know where you standing at to get food. Even Wawa might be a little bit too expensive to stand there and ask for food. I'm just gonna say it. Even Wawa might be a little bit too expensive. Okay. You need to be somewhere where they got value burgers or dollar menus when you're asking for food. All right. And legit, take the food. Legit, take the food. Don't ask for food and look at them with it. Whatever they give you, whatever they give you. Somebody come out and give you a sandwich. Even if you don't eat pork, you don't like pork. Just take it. Say thank you. Take a fake bite. I mean, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, and the Lord knows. Listen. I've been trying to practice Islam. I've been a part of that. And God ain't gonna punish you for eating pork if that's all you got to eat. If you starving, you gotta eat whatever you get. So if somebody buys you a sandwich that you don't like, you eat that motherfucker. You at least take a bite in front of them. I would be acting like so grateful. Like if somebody bought me McDonald's and I was homeless and I said, can I get something to eat? And they bought that McDonald's bag. I don't know. I'm unwrapping that McChicken and biting it like it's a steak, like it's the best thing I ever ate. Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because next time I'm out there and they see me again, they're going to be like, oh, that motherfucker really did appreciate that McChicken. And guess what? I got another $2 and buy him another one. I'm going to buy him another one. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, if you're going to be begging for food, you got to beg, right? You got to pick the right places. You got to not be offensive. You got to make sure that you show appreciation for that motherfucking food. You know what I mean? And that's how I would do it. And if I can't beg for food, I'm stealing the shit. I don't have no problem with stealing the food. I'm going to go on Wawa. I'm going to grab some of them pre-made wraps. I'm going to go on 7-Eleven. I'm going to grab some of them pre-made hoagies. I'm stealing something I can eat. I might grab two of those hoagies, and them two hoagies gonna last me two motherfucking days. That's right. I'm gonna eat a half, 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 half in the wintertime. In the wintertime, you grab the hoagies. I mean, because it's cold outside. It's cold outside. You can keep them hoagies outside for about 2 days because it's cold. You can keep them hoagies. Grab them motherfucking hoagies. Now, in the summertime, if you grab hoagies, you better eat that shit. You grab hoagies in the summertime and you live outside, eat them motherfuckers because they're going to be rotten. They're going to be sour. They're going to be nasty, though. You eat them hoagies. But in the wintertime, yeah, grab the hoagies, grab the wraps, grab everything you can. In the summertime, you got to grab like the hoagies, but you got to eat them fast. Or grab some Sizzlies. You can grab some Sizzlies in the summertime because they're going to stay warm enough. Grab some Sizzlies and just run the fuck out. Just grab them and run out. If they stop you, hey, look, I'm hungry. I'm homeless and I'm motherfucking hungry. And that's it. What's the worst that can happen? They're going to call the police. Listen, most of the time, them police is not going to take you to jail. I promise you. I promise you. Probably about 99% of the time, the police ain't going to take you to jail. They're not going to take you to jail for grabbing no fucking buffalo chicken wrap out the Wawa. You grab that buffalo chicken wrap out the Wawa, the police might come get you. They're going to throw you in the back of the car. They're going to drive you a couple of blocks away, and they're going to be like, man, get the fuck out, man. Why is you stealing out the Wawa? You're going to say, hey, man, I'm homeless. And some of them police officers, if I was a police officer and you got caught stealing out the Wawa and I picked you up and you was in the back of the car and you said, man, I'm homeless and I was just trying to get something to eat, man, I'm gonna drive you a couple of blocks away from the Wawa just to, you know, just so you don't think your dumb ass going to go right back to that same store and try it again because then they're going to know. But I'm going to drive you a couple of blocks away. I might even give you $20. Hey, man, listen, here go $20. I'm going to let you go. I'm not doing that paperwork on your homeless ass. Don't go back to that Wawa, all right? Steal from 7-Eleven. I don't care. Here go $20. You can get you some food for tonight. Maybe make that stretch. You got $5 for 4 days. Make that stretch for four motherfucking days. Even to $5 for 4 days. Make that stretch, but don't go back to that same. If I pick you up from that same Wawa again, we're going to have a problem, my man. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you out. So you don't have to be hungry. You really do not have to be hungry. You really do not have to be dirty. You can wash your ass up. You can stay clean, keep your hygiene, don't be offensive, and not be hungry. I'm not saying you might not be in those circumstances. You might not have that mindset, but me, I'm not going to be hungry. I'm not going to be stinking like a motherfucker. Now we got to go to the drug situation. If I'm homeless because of drugs, I'm going to rehab. I'm going to rehab. I'm going to convince my family to have an intervention. That's right. I'm going to put that bug in somebody's ear. I'm going to make my family have an intervention. I'm going to find my sister and them, brother and them, cousin and them, anybody that's sympathetic to my situation. I'm going to find them and say, hey, listen, man, why don't you tell the family to have an intervention? It's going to be fake. We're going to set it up. Hey, cousin. Cousin, can you call my mom and them, my brother and them, sister and them, and tell them y'all want to have an intervention with me? And I'm going to come. I'm going to act like it's a surprise. And when y'all start going, hey, Tyrone, when y'all bring y'all notes out, y'all letters, Tyrone, your drug addiction has caused a problem for the whole family. And we love you. And we just want to see you do better. So we want you to go to rehab. We want you to do this. We want you to do that. I want to go. I don't want to be homeless. I want to go. Okay? And I'm going to be like this. I'm going to cry. I'm going to fake that shit the fuck up. I'm sorry. I'm going to cry. I'm sorry. I don't like crack for real. I'm a crackhead. I'm sorry. I want to go to rehab. Please. Please. Oh, mama, I love you. Mama, I love you. And then they're going to pay for it and I'm going to go. They're going to pay for rehab and I'm going to go. And guess what? Guess what? Once they pay for rehab and I go, when I get out of the rehab, somebody's going to let me live in there. Somebody's going to let me live with them. The drugs is over. The problem's over. Somebody's going to let me live with them. Because I didn't want the rehab. I done felt the love. I done gave the love back. I done did everything I'm supposed to do. I'm off drugs. And I should. Technically, I shouldn't be homeless no more. So if drugs is my problem, I'm just going to get my family to have a fake-ass intervention, get them to get some money up, convince them to pay for rehab, and I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going in. Now, I admit some people don't want to be clean. Some people want to be drug addicts. That's fine, but not for me. Homeless ain't going to be for me. Homeless will fucking sober me up real quick. And even if I do kind of need drugs, I need money for drugs, I'm not fucking or fucking. That's just something that I ain't going to do. I'm not going to be prostituting. I'm not going to be selling my body. And I'm not shaming the people who do sell your body. That's an asset. Literally an asset. So if you still look good enough to sell that body, yaddy, yaddy, and you need that to get your lick, your whatever you need to get, I'm just fine with you. But I'm not doing that. I don't want to sell my body, yaddy, yaddy. I don't want to sell my body, yada, yada, so I'm not going to do that. But I will pump some gas. I will carry some bags to the car. I will, like, mow your lawn. I will, like, shovel your snow. I'll hustle up some money, and I'll use that money to buy my drugs. Like, that's what I would do. If I don't want to go to rehab, if I want to be a drug addict, I'm not going to be out here trying to steal from people. I steal from stores. I steal food. But I'm not going to be out here trying to steal people. I'm not going to be out here giving people fake stories. I'm not going to be out here doing nothing. Listen. I will do anything. I want drugs. I ain't even going to lie. Listen. I don't want to be out here stealing. I don't want to be out here robbing. I don't want to be out here being a menace to society. But I need some crack. So anything I could do to get some, I would go to the drug dealers. I would go right to the drug dealers and be like, look, I wash your car, homie. I keep that car clean and mean. You know what I mean? Just give me a couple of them things. You know what I mean? Like, I would hustle for my drug money. And I would rock out with it. And I would accept, you know, my fate. I would accept, you know, what my life is. You know what I mean? So if it was drugs, for me personally, I know that I would do the fake intervention shit. But for some people who probably can't get off drugs or probably don't want to get off drugs, you know what I mean? It's, just hustle. Just do whatever you need to do to get your drug money. And I would be going on a world apology tour too. Because like I said, if you didn't touch baby butts, everything else that you've done is redeemable. If you stole from somebody, anything else that you've done is redeemable. But don't go to them. I wouldn't go to them and be like, hey, I'm not, I want to come live with you, so I want you to forgive me so that you can give me a place to live. No, I'm not going to go to them with that, because that shit ain't going to work, because they're not going to believe it's authentic. You want something from them, so you're doing something to get something from them. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be like this. Listen, I'm sorry. I stole from you. I just want a clean slate. I just want to say, hey, I stole some shit from you. My bad. That's it. And walk away. Just walk away. Don't try to act like you need a place to stay. Don't try to say you're down on your luck. Don't ask them for shit. Just go there, knock on the door. I just want to say, I'm sorry, bro. I stole from you. I shit in half. I'm on drugs. You know, I'm fucked up. I'm sorry. That's all I want to say. All right, man. Have a good day. You know what I mean? I'm leaving. And that's it. And that's it for this episode. This is a short episode. I just wanted to touch on that because I'm just like, I said this and people were like, oh, you don't understand being homeless. You don't understand. So I was like, what would I do? And I was going to make a couple of TikToks about it, but I was like, you know what? I got more information than just a TikTok. And I don't want to do 10-minute TikTok videos. I don't want to do long, elongated TikTok videos. You know what I mean? I try to keep my TikToks under 3 minutes. And so I'm here with this. And this is like a bonus episode. It ain't a full John, but I'm gonna say it's a full John. But it's like a bonus episode that y'all get today. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And once again, I'm the Lisper. I'm the Lisper on TikTok. I got the Starting Five podcast. I'm on there with my crew, with my gang. I got the wrestling podcast with Dan the Mayor. I got some other shit going on. So listen to this shit. And listen to that shit too. The Starting Five podcast, black and white logo. The wrestling podcast is The Wrestling, D-A. I'm on that too. Go ahead and listen to those. But listen to this. And that's it. And thank you. And y'all have a wonderful day. And if you're homeless and you see me, ask me for some money. Because I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to feed you. You'll get some food from me. For sure. Not at fucking Chipotle though. You better be at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Thank you.